Well, I'm back, and instead of recording five episodes at once, or six, I guess I did six at once last Friday, I'm just recording this episode for Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and my dog's birthday. So happy birthday, Cody, and happy birthday, veterans. Yeah, a lot happened while I was gone. Let's not talk about all of it. Let's just talk about some of it.
Your daily Lex.
Yeah. So, let's see here. I did not get cast in Charlie Brown. I found that out early in the cruise. Nobody I know got cast in Charlie Brown. So that would have been the hardest, right? If some of my friends were and I wasn't, because it was a show I was most excited to do so I could do a show with friends. It's a bummer. They cast very young, as it turns out. So it's like early 20s and even late teens for the cast. Having a 40-something-year-old Charlie Brown with a 20-year-old Lucy would be weird. So there you go. As you may have heard, the election did not go the way I wanted. That's all we're going to say about that for now. Other than it's terrible. But the vacation was good. Our flight was so delayed getting out. We didn't get our kids in bed in the hotel until midnight, which was very late. But we got on the cruise and things were wonderful. And then within an hour of being on board, we got a letter saying that they were changing multiple destinations for the cruise because of the bad weather. And it was fine, but stressful because we wanted excursions. And so instead of going to Jamaica and doing this thing that Liam especially was really excited, we were going to do like a bobsled roller coaster thing that they have and another roller coaster-y type thing. And instead of going to the Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman, we were going to go to Roatan, Honduras. You know how you get there? You Roatan. And Costa Maya, Mexico, which apparently isn't a place. Like when the first thing they tell you on your tour in Costa Maya is Costa Maya is not a real place. You won't find it on the map. It's just what cruise lines call it. So there you go. But we got to see Mayan ruins, which was fun. And we got to meet monkeys and sloths. And then we found out afterwards that meeting sloths isn't actually that great, that the sloths don't want it. So now I feel bad. But the monkeys really liked me, especially because, as you may recall, I have to keep changing my skin and hair products to eliminate this eye rash, and it really seems to be working. But the coconut oil I now use to style my hair really made monkeys a fan of me. So that was quite a thing. However, you're trying to book these excursions, and the cruise line didn't have excursions ready yet. And they said that once they were ready in the app that they were going to go quickly, and so it was this whole thing. So we're looking at third-party excursions, which are their own stress, but are often a little bit more cost-effective. But they know where the cruise ships are going. So when I was trying to book them, they kept getting rejected or they would refund us almost instantly because they would say, hey, your cruise isn't coming here. So we're not charging you for this excursion since you can't go on it. And then you'd write to support, like, no, I am going on it. So in one case I had written from one of those Apple iCloud private relay addresses. And then I couldn't reply from that address. So their system kept projecting my emails, which was very annoying, especially because you're on limited Wi-Fi or no cellular. It was a whole thing. So that part was very stressful. We finally got one of the two excursions taken care of. And the other one, while we were on the first excursion, I'm on the phone talking with the person from the company through which I had booked the other excursion. And I'm like, we just want to do this monkeys, sloths, iguanas thing. And she's like, yeah, I can't book it because my system says you're not coming here, but I get it. So I'm in contact with the tour operator and you can just pay him directly. And here's his number so you can text him. So I do. And he's like, yeah, you can come. Just meet me at the point and pay me via PayPal. And I was like, great, how? And he's like, I'm going to send you a PayPal invoice. I think nothing more of it. Then the next day it's time to do that thing. And I see that he sent the PayPal invoice to Lex at the Friendmans, which is not my email address. And so when I go to meet them, I'm like, hey, that's not my email address. I've texted him also via WhatsApp. And I'm like, if you just, you know, send the invoice to the right address or you tell me where to send the money, I'll send it right now in front of you. And they're like, no, it's too late for PayPal. Go get cash from that ATM. I was like, nope, I'm not going to do that. I don't know why, but I wasn't going to use their ATM. And they're like, no, you have to. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to. And they're like, well, we're not going to help you otherwise. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do your excursion unless I can pay you via PayPal. And they say, okay. So we break up and we go back into the port. And as the guy had warned me, whose tour I was meant to do, when you walk through the end of this port in Roatan, there are a bunch of vendors set up in stationary booths next to each other, all competing for your attention. And we saw one who had a sloth doll on her shoulder. And we went to her and we said, we want to do that. And so she hooked us up for less than the tour I had been attempting to book that wouldn't let me pay via PayPal. And instead I paid via credit card. Wonderful. Those monkeys really liked me. Also, the first day of the cruise, I learned a joke that my family really liked and other people don't seem to like. So I'll tell it to you and you can tell me if you like it or not. I also already shared it on the internet, so you might have seen it from me there. How do you think the unthinkable? With an iceberg. See, I think that's a good joke. Anyway, I'm back. I have more stories from vacation, but we already hit 5 minutes, so let's save some for Tuesday, shall we?
Lex.